a 360-degree view on sports.
The Australian Sport Netball League, otherwise known as SNL, has a ranking tournament and is going down from the 17th and 18th of April this year. Let's find out more about this tournament with one of the key members of the structures, Vanessa Marie Dutoy. Hey, Vanessa, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio.
Hey, Vic, so lovely to be on, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, well, let's start with how has life been trying to come out of COVID to play netball again?
I know, it's been a mission. I know, for instance, this, specifically the Australian Sports Premier League has been postponed because of COVID, and I think a lot of people are just happy to be healthy and to be able to, you know, partake and participate in sport.
Absolutely. Tell us about the league, though. How does it work? Who's involved?
Okay, so it was an original 8 to 12 week tournament that had to be postponed during COVID for the pandemic. But the tournament will consist of 10 netball teams from all over the Western Cape district. And the number of teams per district has been selected based on the size of the district, which is quite interesting. So there will be 10 teams consisting of 3 teams from Cape Town district, 3 teams from Cape Winelands, and then 1 team from the Overberg, as well as Eden, West Coast and Central Karoo. And it's basically a lovely Western Cape or Indaba, and it will be held on. And yeah, I'm really excited about this because it's just going to kickstart netball in the Western Cape, which we're very excited about. It's scheduled to happen at the 17th and 18th of April. It's the Australian Sport Netball League in the SNL. So very exciting time.
What is the structures like? I mean, what's the level of competition? What are you trying to unearth from these young ones?
Yeah, so there's a junior competition that will consist of 10 teams too, and that they will be competing under 14, under 16, under 18, which means that there's really depth in what we're trying to achieve, not only in the senior side, but also from the younger age groups going, kind of building a legacy and they having the opportunity to play with some of their heroes in the league, or the younger ones. And that's that's a talent that we are seeking to promote in this country, especially in the Western Cape.
Yeah. Have you been successful perhaps in spotting some of the scouts who are out there to maybe come and look at these talents?
You see, that's why we're on Vision View, so we can promote that. So we can get the people. And then also, like everybody in the Western Cape, netball is a big part of the community here. Most of the schools play it, and everybody is well aware of the netball community. So we'll be definitely having scouts from all over to come have a look at what the talent looks like in the Western Cape.
Yeah, and that's wonderful, man. That's really wonderful. And what does it mean to these young ones in the Western Cape area? I mean, just to come out and play netball, taking them away from the streets to focus on something else, I'm sure it means a lot to the young ones.
Yeah, so obviously, that's the power of sport, Vic. Sport has that power to unify people that have the same struggles and that can kind of build a community. And that's what I love sport so much. And that's just, the developmental, not only from your cognitive and your emotional stature, but also from a physical perspective. It's so holistic. And I think it means a lot to the young ones, especially after this whole COVID period, just to kind of engage with one another again, to get active, to get, the blood flowing and get them, just in a competition level. You learn so much from yourself and also other people when you're in that high-pressure environment. And this is exactly what Australian Sport Netball League is trying to achieve, is, to promote a healthy lifestyle, but also competition and building the nation's netball. So it's all in all just wonderful to be a part of it.
Well, as we speak, you and I, the Tri Nations is happening in Cape Town now, netball, yes. Namibia, South Africa, and I think Uganda, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. The level of netball currently in South Africa, where do you think we are? Are we going to get to a point where you don't have to get an extra job while you play netball that becomes your professional profession?
Yes. So we have a couple of ladies who are playing overseas, and they're actually, earning a professional salary from it. And we would like to have that in South Africa too, so that we don't necessarily leave the players to go overseas, but they can actually have an opportunity in South Africa to have that salary. I love the fact that there was a President's 12 selected as well as the Brave Geos. So there were two senior teams, and that just kind of broadens the playing field with everybody involved. So you're never comfortable because there's always someone breathing down your neck. So it's upping the whole talent and hardworking side of things. And also, It's just showcasing, you know, the level of talent we have in South Africa when it comes to netball.
Absolutely. You know, some are saying that the Tri Nations happening in Cape Town now is one of the building blocks to hosting the massive one, I think, in 2 years' time. The World Cup is coming this way. A tournament such as the SNL, how vital it is to showcase what Cape Town is about and the level of netball. I mean, if I'm here in Cape Town and these big players are playing in my backyard and I'm a player too, the excitement is just unreal, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So Cape Town is the host, they call it the host nation. Mm. So Cape Town is the host nation for the Netball World Cup because everything comes down to the diversity that we also have here in Cape Town. It's exciting for the Tri Nations to be held in Cape Town. It's definitely part of the building blocks going forward to the World Cup, which is very exciting. So the infrastructures are getting worked out. I know that the city of Cape Town is working really hard to making 2023 a massive success.
Yeah, and I'm glad that that will stay and be used by the young ones like yourself. Mm. SNL can benefit from that.
Exactly. I'm not a young one. I'm very retired. Please don't. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. No, because that's definitely what we're trying to achieve is leaving a legacy. I remember when I used to play professional for South Africa as well as overseas, the difference that there was in the different professionalism from playing overseas and then playing in South Africa, where I think South Africa's really, in the past 10 years, really up the game when it comes to netball and the exposure that we received and also the level of support that the ladies are getting. So we are definitely competing with the team internationally. And I think 2023, and I'm saying this, quote me on this, 2023 Netball World Cup. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm quoting you. Yeah.
Okay. Quote me. 2023 Netball World Cup will be the same version as what the Rugby World Cup in 1995 meant for rugby. It will be for netball. I really think we have everything that it takes to compete, for the final, for the trophy. We did so well in the 2019 World Cup, and I just think we're building on that. With the support of South Africa and the city of Cape Town and, you know, leagues like the Selling Sports Netball League, things like that, everything contributes to a successful campaign in 2023.
Yeah, and remember, 1995, we won the World Cup, right?
We won the World Cup, exactly, and that's going to happen in 2023. And you know that was a big changing point for rugby in this country too. Mm. So that's what I hope 2023 and Cape Town will be able to achieve.
Absolutely. So where do we follow you on socials? Because, we need to stay in touch and find out how things are going.
So my socials is at Vanessa Marie. It's a very unique name. You know, my mother blessed me with like a massive family name. So you can't really miss it. You don't even need to know my surname because there's only one Vanessa Marie out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can follow Selling Sports League on Instagram and Facebook as well, and they'll keep updated. And obviously, you know, follow on a national netball, SA netball socials as well. It's netball SA or netball underscore SA, I think. So just Google.
No. I'm going to follow you now. I'm going to find you on Instagram. Follow you right away. Yeah.
Vanessa, MARI.
Wonderful, Vanessa. Thank you so much. We'll touch base closer to the time, find out how things are going, but all the best.
Thanks, Vic. Thanks for having us. And thank you for what you guys are doing for sport and, you know, creating this platform for us to tell our story. I really appreciate it. Thank
awesome, man. Thanks, Vanessa.
Cheers, man. Bye.
There we go. So it's all about the Stellan Sport Netball League. It's going down that rankings tournament happening from the 17th until the 18th of April.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.